So we'll call to order the OMAC meeting for Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. Melissa, would you like to do attendance?
Sure. Jan Larson is excused. Daniel Yerden?
Here.
Linda Harlow?
Here.
Mary Britt?
Here.
Tito is not here. He should be here shortly. Sarah DeSantis?
Here.
Jennifer Ferns?
Here.
Miriam Needham is not here. Matt Wardell?
Here.
Kent Weekly?
Here.
And Lori Zink is not here. Okay.
All right. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from June 5th. Anybody have any questions? Or? We did a lot on June 5th.
Yeah. Yeah, we were trying to edit it down, but there's so much that was discussed.
Do we care about name spellings and initials and stuff?
Yeah, it should be. Do we have some errors?
On page 2, under grants, the FAFO exhibit, Sarah with no H, and it's correct on the front page. And then on page 4, the motion, my middle initial isn't this.
You sure?
Yes. I mean, if you want a middle initial, it's H, but I don't know that my middle initial shows up anywhere.
Yeah, and you're listed that way on the attendance as well.
Oh, it is.
I'm not sure why.
You must have Sarah with an H in your spell check, because I think we fixed that on the minutes once or twice before.
Did we? Okay.
Oh, and I've got another motion. Boy, I was really busy. So my middle initial is actually H if you need a middle initial, but if you don't care about the initial, it's not this.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we can postpone the approval until the next meeting. I can get that corrected. I don't know how important that is, though.
No, you can approve it with
corrections. Just approve it with corrections.
Yeah,
okay.
And those aren't major. They're not.
No.
Would you like to make a motion to approve it with corrections?
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Okay.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
While we're at it, Susan and Randall Mooring's last name is spelled wrong. No, there's only one O.
Okay, so our next
page 5.
Are we ready or no?
Page 5.
I got it. Okay.
M-O-R, like a boat being moored.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, are we all good with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next item are grants to be presented, and we have the Ocala Art Group is up first with a Toast to the Arts.
Okay.
So go ahead and present.
Here is for you, Jennifer. And
I'm Bandy Shake, the president of the Ocala Art Group. I've brought Don Boris, who is overseeing the Toast to the Arts, along with Linda Harlow, and this may ring a bell with you because you were nice enough when we had a silver Toast to the Arts to grant us a grant for our art fair. Ocala Art Group began in 1950. We're a nonprofit organization supporting the arts through our membership, educationally, in any format that we can. We are a 501c organization. As far as a Toast to the Arts, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, what we're wanting to do, the Appleton has invited us to have an exhibit in their facility from November 2nd, 2013 through January 5th, 2014 as a community event, as an opportunity to support our Marion County visual artists to show their works in a museum setting. For this grant, we are requesting $1,000 in funds that would be used toward award monies along with advertising costs and publications, printing of promotional items and brochures for this community event. This is a juried and judged exhibit, and it's taking place at the peak season for the Appleton Museum. And we are estimating 10 to 12,000 people will be coming through the museum at that time. We have secured Bill James as our juror and as our judge, who is very well known internationally. The timeline, I'm going to go over it, is advertising and publications, promoting, printing posters, reception brochures for this exhibit. Call to Artists, which is out, and this will end September 15th at midnight. Then the entries will be juried by Bill James. The chosen entries will be dropped off at the Appleton October 21st, 2013. The entries will be displayed in the gallery at the Appleton and judged at that time by Bill James. We have a reception and award ceremony November 1st. And then pickup is January 6th. And then we will evaluate and talk about, you know, how the evaluation, how the exhibit went. What we like about this is that this is during the holidays, so we will be a very festive time. It's community accessibility for Marion County, communication between the artists and the public. The public becomes aware of the cultural climate in Marion County. It increases the knowledge of the social, civic, and cultural events. It's a opportunity for community participation by local artists. And the biggie is it gives the local artists an opportunity in a museum setting to show their work. So with this, I'm going to let Dawn go over our expenditures.
The Ocala Art Group is a volunteer board of directors that oversees the operation and membership and what have you. And the sources of our income for the Ocala Art Group is dues and exhibiting fees and workshop fees, etc., for the Ocala Art Group funds. And these are to promote art in the community, for workshop exhibits and visual art scholarships for student artists. In-kind funds come from use of facilities at the Appleton Museum, and the, as Vandy mentioned, the director of the museum projects 10,000 to 12,000 people coming through at that time of the year. Advertising by the Appleton Museum at Central Florida College to its membership and the community for the Toast of Arts exhibit. And this exhibit will impact a lot of people on the holidays. OAG is requesting $1,000 in grant monies, which he's already mentioned. And the breakdown of that is for awards and ribbons and guest of show, etc., is $1,600. And the advertising to include exhibit posters, brochures, and postage, and the reception and award ceremony, and we set up for the first time. We set up a digital entry program, which was through a cafe out in Denver, and that's gonna be a great relief for expenses and whatnot. Anyway, that is all set up so everything is digitally done. Doesn't require a lot of volunteers doing a lot of different things and a lot of postage of mail out. So that's another $1,600. And our total expenses is projected at $3,239.40.
With these two areas.
Questions? I have two questions, actually.
Yes.
The 10 to 12,000, that came from Cindy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Jennifer?
Yes.
I mean, their annual attendance is like 18,000 for 12 months.
Much more than that.
They have 850.
No, not what they're reporting to the advisory council.
They have.
But if the number came from Cindy, that would be the only access y'all would have.
She's probably looking at what else is going to be there at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't off the top of my head know.
They had 850 for a Saturday kids thing.
Right.
Yeah, if she's got one of those events in there, right, and she will, they usually have on Saturday. But
okay, but that's, I mean, that would be your source is the amount. Yeah. And then the other thing is, how much is the judge's fee? It says that's not included in your budget.
The judge's fee is
$450.
And then do you pay him travel or?
No. He lives here in Ohio.
He's right here in town.
Okay, so $450.
But he is an international artist, writes for Pastel Society, Watercolor Society. And
the International Artist Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got an excellent reputation.
Right.
And he was approved by the Appleton.
Oh,
thanks. Is there any the entries? Do they just come from Marion County or do they come from all over?
We have opened it up from other areas, but our primary focus is Marion County. And the Ocala Art Group, once the snowbirds return, we have over 200 in membership, and we're trying to build on that membership. So the bulk of it will probably come from Marion County.
Will those entrants get any preference from the judge over?
No. In fact, the main reason we set it up through CAFE is all the artists have to upload their images of their artwork. When the judges sees it, he will not see an artist's name. He will only see the images. Possibly size and media, and that would basically be it. And since, you know, he's with three medias, we feel like that he will be thorough and unbiased. And that's, you know, we going into a museum setting, we're wanting to have a quality exhibit. We're hoping to make this an annual event. So we're going overboard as much as possible to make an impact on the community and on the Appleton, so it's a win-win for everybody and for the arts in particular and for our artists.
And my last question, how many entries do you hope to get? You haven't made.
Well, right now
we're at 90
right now.
So
And artists are notorious for waiting until the last
Not just artists.
Say us.
Everyone around
this
table.
So we have
that's great
month
if you already have 90.
Yeah. And how many will you pick, or you don't know till you see it? We do not know. We don't know what the size limits are as far as the artwork that we'll have. But we are estimating anywhere from 75 to 150 pieces of artwork.
Wow.
And what is the projected revenue for the entry fees from that, and how will those be used?
We have no idea on how many artists will be entering. Non-members of OAG is $45. Members are $35. You know, this being the first time, you know, it's a shot in the dark. And we intentionally pick Bill James to really get the quality of the artwork up. And he will go after quality. For a quality exhibit in the museum.
What categories do you have? You have 3D, like sculpture?
Yes, sculpture, and we have several sculpture entries that we've been surprised with, primarily painting and, you know, 2D, 3D. We are not doing photography or graphic arts. I have requested to Cindy, there's a few years back, I was told there was 700 artists in Marion County alone, and I'm familiar with a number of photographers, so I have requested of Cindy that they consider having a photography digital art exhibit separate. Because usually we find that anytime we have an exhibit and photography is included, to be in favor with the photographers and the artists, they prefer a judge that's with photography to do photography and with the fine arts to do the fine arts. So
I have a question about the awards. So is it that your categories are for the awards of merit and honorable mention, and then there's a best to show, first place, second place, third place?
Right. We have decided to make the awards very prestigious. Rather than going by categories, we're going with one best of show, one first, one second, third, and then limiting to four on merit and four honorable mention.
And there'll be one of those in each category, or
no,
just throughout
the show?
For the whole show,
yeah.
Okay, I think, yeah.
And possibly a People's Choice Award. And the main reason we're also, this is the first time we've really offered a monetary award, and the main reason we wanted to do that, we realize if there's some monetary awards, it brings in upper tier artists that do not normally consider, you know, exhibiting with us. And so that's why we're wanting to offer the monetary awards. We feel like this is a win-win for everybody. So, and we're, you know, by same manner, our organization, have been working with them a number of years. You know, we have several international artists in their own rights. We have artists from the best schools throughout the United States. I think our organization has excellent artists. And so this gives them an opportunity to pull up their, be more conscientious and really do their best artwork to show to the community.
Would everybody that attends will have to pay the entrance fee to the Appleton?
Probably, if they're not a member. Because the Ocala Art Group, when our membership, we're already members of the Appleton.
I'm just thinking of kids,
right,
and schools. And
you know, that would be the Appleton's call,
right,
not our call.
Right.
What's the plan to, for the funds that that you profit from, if you go over the entry fees and that? How will the excess fees be used?
Possibly we could increase the monetary awards. It could be seed money for next year if we want to go bigger and better. This does not cover the expenses we have with the reception that we'll be offering November 1st when it, you know, becomes open to the public for the award ceremony. So there's other costs. We just, for this grant, are proposing the monetary awards and the advertising, but we have reception costs also.
What's the projected cost of the reception?
That is still an unknown because...
Are there any sponsors or anything that are involved with covering that expense?
No. Okay. OAG's taking the responsibility,
okay,
as well as the Appleton. The Appleton will help also on the reception. This is the first time we've done an event like this on a grand scale, so that's why we don't have the numbers.
I just had I don't know if this is a question or a statement, but I know, because I've done with Healing Heart a special exhibit, you know, at the Appleton a couple of times, and I would like to see this, I mean, because of everything you said about the OAG artists,
right,
and the, you know, and all of that, I would like to see this be something that you can speak to the Appleton, because I know that the Healing Heart, we had a day that in the opening that it was open to the public for X amount of time for no fee, because to me, I feel like this exhibit, you know, is showcasing some local artists with a good juror, you know, who that there would be an opportunity for people to see, but I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot of this public that's not going to the Appleton and is not going to pay the fee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So then you just become, you know, I mean, you'd like to see it become a specialty.
There probably will be. I mean, I don't have my calendar with me, but there's probably a day there. They do, yeah, they do about once every 2.5 months, it seems like, there's a day where it's open to the public.
Family, yeah.
Yes. Probably there's going to be one in the middle of that.
Yeah. That we can promote.
I would guess.
Yeah. And everybody can get in. Because I think that would be important to this.
Right. Well, this is a step to open up communication between the Appleton and the local artists. So, you know, for our first opportunity, they invited us to do this exhibit for 2 months, which is tremendous, and it is downstairs, so it will bring in a lot of artwork, give a lot of notice to the Ocala Art Group, hopefully build our membership, the Appleton's membership, but primarily showcase the art that is available here in this community.
Okay, we want to start a discussion.
Do you want us to leave?
Yeah.
Technically, Sunshine Law, we can't ask. It's up to you.
Well, if there are no more questions, we'll be glad to excuse ourselves.
You just don't.
Thank you for presenting.
Well, should I go out? I mean,
no, but I think Linda's going to excuse herself from the vote, as is Jennifer.
I'm going to do that too. I wasn't paying attention, but I'm going to do that too because I work for the college.
So.
Yeah, you do. We still have a quorum.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We hope you will attend our event.
Bye.
Thank
you. Bye, Don.
Oh, I have a question. And I should know this. Is there a list of allowable costs and not allowable?
I think not allowable is like, you know, alcohol and food. And
I wish it hadn't said like for prize money.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Because I know the state has a very specific list. I mean, you can't use it for awards or prize money.
It can be used for awards.
Okay, because in a lot of cases, like with Marion Cultural Alliance too, we don't give money for somebody to then turn around and give away.
Right.
But there's certainly enough. The reason I asked for what the judges' fees were is that if we, whatever amount we decide to award, if we could say that we would prefer that it go to.
I mean, they can shuffle the money around, yeah, but we'd like ours to, right.
You can, but I will tell you that for the, we have, the OMAC has awarded grants before where the majority of the funds have went towards awards. So,
but not food or.
Plaques. Not cash awards.
Gift certificates.
Well, that's cash.
Cash, okay. Yeah.
So. Well, there's enough.
That might be something.
It's not excluded.
Technically to something else.
Right. I mean, there's enough. There's enough expenses in other places that would mean that. I mean,
there's probably a lot of expenses that aren't even included in here yet.
I guess that would
that
be
would
a
probably be a
board
good project for us to do at some point.
Something that you all would prefer. You know, the general consensus was that you'd prefer for the funds to be utilized that way, but it's not a requirement of from the state, from the specialty tax.
I have a bit of a concern. I think it's a great program. I think the show is going to be fantastic. My concern is that this is self-sustaining. They currently have funds, if I heard him correctly, if they have 90 applicants and
we have 90 entries, that's 33
right.
applicants.
So if we average the entry fee between the two, the 35 and the 45, and say it's 40, that should be around $3,600, and there'll most likely be substantial more applications coming in. They've basically funded the entire event on what they're requesting here for all of it, including the awards. I just want to toss out the idea, you know, we've got other, and I'm not, you know, going down this road 100%, but we have other groups that have asked for money for particular funds that really don't have a way of bringing in any revenue whatsoever. I think perhaps there's a way we can help support them, maybe with their reception or something, but I don't know if it's to the extent that they're asking in that they are essentially self-sustaining themselves
well,
with the project.
Well, there's also fees that come out of those fees that people pay. Cafe takes...
But that's in their agenda here. They've got that all listed out as the $450.
I don't see where you got your bottom line, though, because if they've only had... They have 90 entries, but does each entry have...
Three.
they get three. So they only have 30 people that have applied.
Yeah. You get three entry per application?
Per application.
For $35.
Okay, so then...
if you multiply that out, that's not...
That's fine. That's understandable.
Well, but what I was... I didn't have quite that high amount, but if they're expecting that they'll be exhibiting between 75 and 150, and
they're
you
right
take
there
the low
again.
Number of 75, your income... will be,
but that could be that could only be 25 people because
right, but they still have 3 weeks to get entries. And so I was thrilled. If you have 90 right now, that's great.
That's 90 entries, but there are 90 pieces of art.
Right, but I mean, if you're looking to exhibit 75 to 150 pieces of art, you could have a really nice. I mean, depending on the quality of the ones. I mean, there's been lots of times when we've done projects that, like, 5 days before, you've got nothing, and you're wondering if anything's going to come in. So I think you guys are ahead of the game with that. I think that's great.
And I would be guessing, statistically, with 90 applicants, they're not all entering three each. And there's probably some with one or two at that point, so it's probably a little bit higher.
I looked at it this morning. Two is most are two, and the majority are three. I didn't see any ones. Mm-hmm.
The only point I'm making is that this is, obviously they're just starting, so it would be great to support them somehow, but they've got a model that's set up, which is great, because they're able to bring in revenue and use it for the event, and essentially could go on, you know, indefinitely. But we've talked about the school arts material programs, things of that nature, where, you know, we're looking at $5,000 that we have to use, where we could potentially be using that money to provide materials for students and that. I'm just tossing it out there for discussion.
And it's $450 to, and is that, I don't know, is that a normal to have a local person judge?
Oh, well, he's
somebody of his
reputation.
He
just happens to live in Ocala. He is of national scope.
Right. But I mean, $450,
yeah. Even higher.
And that doesn't include, I mean, like, if he were to have to travel, then it would be more.
Yeah, that's one of the
more stuff on that.
Yeah. Well, if they only have the one judge and he's going to go through, if they got 90 now, and he's going to evaluate 300 pieces of art, I wouldn't think that would be inappropriate. Especially since now they don't have to travel. I mean, they might be paying per diem and travel. If they brought somebody in from out of town.
Right.
Yeah, it's a minimum of full day's worth of work.
Yeah, he said 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
And I thought you guys did a great job with the event last year.
The tent.
Yeah, which was new and really not knowing what to expect. I think you got pretty... I think there was some feedback that if you did it again, here's some suggestions. Mm-hmm. But for doing it the first time, I thought
it
was...
It seems like everything's the first time.
And this is great that the museum's going to... have you have it right there, and on the ground floor. So, are you in the newer section?
The traveling exhibit. What's it called?
Edith Murray.
Yeah.
Which is a very nice space.
Very nice.
This is a real honor to be able to pull this off.
I feel like we should support this, and I think that the Appleton, you know, if the more we can encourage them to do special projects like this, like Ailing Heart or this, I don't know if I would feel comfortable with supporting them at the $1,000. I think we could talk about a different figure, and I would feel it.
What about sponsoring the judge for $450?
I don't know what all the parameters are of that. Like, Melissa, is that something we can do? I don't know.
You can award whatever level you want to award, and we can request that it say that we would like it contingent upon, you know, the funds go here, and I don't know how that would get listed or acknowledged, though. I mean, like, I guess you could, if there's is there any promotional materials, Linda, where it could be acknowledged that the judge is sponsored by OMA?
Well, there'll be a program we'll have printed that night.
So maybe that could be done. I think that... Well, obviously, I'm not voting.
Well, but I guess it doesn't have to, but that would be why.
You have
$1,038.
Okay. Yeah.
And when does
that end? Or
when does that?
It just carries over indefinitely. I have to reconcile it every year, and it rolls. Whatever is not given out carries over.
When is
that?
What month is that?
So you don't have to worry about that. Well, the city's fiscal calendar ends in October, but I believe that the state's ends in July, so it's really convoluted. So their cutoff will be in July, and then it has to be reconciled by the following.
So there's potentially revenue coming in from the end of the year, July, for the state?
This is to date within a week. When I prepared the agenda last Thursday, we have direct deposit, and I have a spreadsheet, and I know exactly what our carryover is from year to year, and it lists all of our awards each year, you know, as we go, and I'm going by the city's fiscal calendar, and also theirs. My spreadsheet's all broken out, and I know exactly, this is exactly what we have right now, and... the money comes, like this morning I had, which isn't included in this, I think there's been like two or three deposits. One was like a $60 one, I got a $20 one this morning. It's direct deposit right into the account.
Renew their tags.
Yes, we get $20 every time somebody renews their tag. So we're not waiting to receive, you know, funds from anybody. The only thing that I have to watch is that the city has a line item for the amount of grants for us to award out each year, and we have a line item for what we're going to receive from the state. And we have not received, we're not close on either end. The city budgets a line item of $9,000, not that we can spend all that if we don't have the revenue, but, yeah. You know, I have to do a resolution to the budget. If we incur more revenue and then we want to, you know, award more grants and we exceed that amount, for some reason I have to do a resolution, but we're not in danger on either end.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that I'm in for the 1,000, and the reason that I would vote for it would be this is the type of event that I like to see in my community, the quality, in a place like the Appleton. I know that $1,000 is a lot of license plates, a lot of $20, but I feel that they've been around for a long time, and the type of things that I have seen.
Well, just remember that those people that buy license plates are these people.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, I'll move that we fund the grant. I'm impressed with all the work they've done here, and I would make a motion that we fund it at $1,000.
One other concern, what do we do in the event that they come back at the end of their event and they've generated $5,000 or $6,000?
That's awesome.
I agree. I think that's fantastic. But are we okay? Because I know we've...
Well, they have to do a report on the event, and you're going to see the final report and final budget. And then I would hope if that kind of revenues were generated, we wouldn't be seeing a grant application next year for that. And if we did, it would be reason to consider not funding the grant. If they receive those type of revenues, we know it's sustainable, then we're going to have all that information before next year rolls around and this program is being executed a second time. So you would know. They have to fill out a grant report.
Okay. Do you want to repeat your motion?
That we fund the grant at the level requested. And I'm not concerned, as long as they don't spend it on something the state doesn't allow, I'm not real concerned about putting strings on it. I just feel like this is I just know how much work this is. And I feel like if a group is working that hard, we should support it. And we have $5,000. So anyway, my grant is to accept it, to fund it at $1,000.
I see.
Okay. Olive.
And I was just going to say, I think that if we ask, that certainly, even though this program is already printed and the only other printed piece might be at the award ceremony, I'm sure that y'all would allow us to put some kind of signage in the exhibit area that said that the exhibit was supported by. So we'd have a place where people were coming through to see the recognition. Even though this,
and
I mean,
maybe some of those things about buying the license plates. Yeah. I always think if we can put those somewhere,
that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if they see, oh, this got here because people bought license plates, or helped. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion moves. All right. So. You want to move on to the Ocala Civic Theater?
We just have one comment.
Sorry,
I wanted to wait till after. So I think we talked about this a while ago. It feels familiar, but it might have been another board meeting. just
they start
to sort of give, make sure everybody, they do, give everybody all the information they need. Did we talk about making sure that there was like a template budget form and making sure that if they're having revenue, they tell us about that revenue? Not these people, but any event.
I believe a recipient report asks for all that information. And if it doesn't, I'll go back and check because, I mean, this is clearly a concern about the revenue. I'll make sure it's in there. We have a template.
I mean projected.
No, we do not have a template for the applications.
It might just help us get the, I know I've been in plenty where you've said, we might want to list that like that, you might want to list like that, you know, and that might just help for any more that come through. If whoever's applying is projecting revenue, we may not know, and they might not be forthcoming, and it would be helpful to know if they have some projected revenue.
Okay.
In the application side of it. That's just my...
I can work on drafting something up. Maybe some guidelines would be better.
Yeah, or a word, just a... Yeah,
just a word document with a couple bullet points to make sure that they include not only expenses, but projected revenues and a couple other
Our goal on this one is to try and at least break even. Without going into the OAG $2,000 fund they have in reserve.
We did talk in the past about keeping the application process somewhat simplistic since these grants tend to fund smaller organizations that... I know we did discuss that at length and not going to like a real detailed sense. Form.
I've seen that in other like what organizations where it gets crazy.
It gets really crazy.
And
but
you just go, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I do think that there's maybe something that we could do that's sort of in between, and that is, I know that in the narrative that comes, the explanation that comes with the application, it does say, you know, please show us this, this, and this.
We can
In that, if we can include a list of suggested things that you show us, because there's a lot of times when somebody might just assume, well, I always have to pay that anyway. I didn't think anybody would care about that. And yet it's some, well, like our discussion now about where the money goes, so that maybe if you just have kind of a little list. I know that the bed tax grant application has a budget that they ask you to fill out for that, but it's really not conducive to a wide range of, I mean, it's really a square peg in trying to fit stuff in it. But, and it will ask, especially like when marketing was the focus, they just have like one little line item, but you really wanted to see what all the marketing was. So if we could maybe just include a little paragraph that gives them some suggested things that we might be interested in seeing what they spend
money on. Well, I
don't think
we should ask to see how much money's in their treasury. I think the question is, if the project is going to generate revenue, what are they projecting that the project will generate?
Yeah, that's a realistic question.
Yeah, and we obviously want to know more about marketing materials. And I'll draft something up, but bounce it to everybody, and y'all can give me feedback.
Yeah.
And I'll do that between now and our next meeting.
Yeah, because I think that might fit in between, you know, in between trying to make it really big and long and involved. And
well, and that's what
and
you...
Then not
what you brought up
getting.
With the TDC is that each meeting, that application got more and more complicated to the point where you need you almost need to hire staff to apply.
Here's our next grant application. And Mary's presenting.
We sure use
a lot of
paper.
I know.
We do.
Seriously, is there something?
Yeah, it's a good application.
Well, I'll tell you, the state, this Division of Cultural Affairs has gone to an entirely uploaded application. All your support material, everything. This year was an option. It was the first year it was an option, but next year it's required. So, I mean, you're uploading brochures and... Mm-hmm.
We do have a recycle bin right outside. So on your way out, I can direct you to the left.
Anybody that doesn't want the color study guide at the end, if you want to give it back to me, I'll take it.
Is this
out
of OMS budget?
No, it's actually coming out of the city.
Well, you give the applicant the option too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
They always have to. Yeah, sure.
I request that folks make the copies if they can. When I need to, I make them.
So like
that's just an aside. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's not coming out of your budget. Shh.
Although I'd still be, the thing is with all the uploading, I'd still be printing it because it's easier for some people are really good at reading it all on the screen, and I would rather, especially if I'm going to make notes, I'd rather have a printed copy. The This is, well, when we applied for Fiddler on the Roof, there was a number of questions about, again, the income versus, I mean, what the net was going to be at the end. So I decided to bring you a project that we actually make absolutely no money on. Nobody pays. I mean, the schools don't pay for it. What we did a number of years ago, now it's 7 years, is we started, well, prior to that, we had been doing at least one show at the theater that we promoted to the schools as a field trip. And the way that it works is that if the children are taken away from the school, they can ask the parents to help pay for it. If that happens in the school, then you can't get the parents to chip in money for the kids to participate. It needs to be free if it's on campus. So what we were finding, and a lot of it had to do with transportation, not the ticket price for the event we were doing, but the transportation cost, was that a lot of the outlying schools never came because they couldn't afford the cost of, I mean, the ticket was like $5, and then the transportation could easily be $5 or $6 or more. So about 8 years ago, we developed a program where we would go out to the schools. And we have two different programs. This is one. One is a literacy program for K through 2, and then the other one is this one for 3rd through 5th, which we actually take a play. Miriam actually doesn't, we work with Miriam at the school system to help us choose the play and get any feedback from them about what teachers are interested in. Bullying has been requested a number of times, but we've also done one on handicap awareness and diversity and things like that. Two years ago, we actually met a playwright who has now written, this will be the third one, the one that I'm proposing here. All of the plays are created from interviews with students who were involved in bullying in some way, either as the victim or the bully or the bystander. And she's crafted their stories into monologues or little scenes. And so this is actually the only professional arm that our theater does. The actors do get paid. They rehearse for 2 weeks and will tour for 6 weeks, going to elementary and middle schools in Marion County. And then last year, with the help of Jennifer and the folks at CF, we actually reached out to Levy County, and so did three schools in Levy County. Two that came together on one campus and then the other one that we visited. So there's a report in the support material that shows the names of all the schools we went to, how many students we served in each one, the percentage of free or reduced lunch, and the percentage of their students on free or reduced lunch, which I always find disconcerting and eye-opener, that we have that many kids that are at the poverty level. And so, you know, working with the schools as we have over the last number of years, we realize that funding is non-existent for this type of thing. And if we can't find enough money to cover our expenses, we really can't. If the school has to pay for it, they won't be able to accept us coming there. The first play that she wrote, The Bully Monologues, was very well received. And then last year's Dear Mrs. Patterson was... the feedback was amazing. We're already getting calls. We haven't sent a thing out to the school yet, but we're already getting calls because apparently they've talked about this in teacher in service and meeting times when they've come to the schools. But as you can see, we reached 24 different schools, a little under 7,000 students and teachers together. I included a couple of evaluation forms here. Any of our school programs, whether they come to us or we go to them, we try to do a very short so that they'll, we know their time is critical so that they'll have time to fill it out. But I've put in three here that are from teachers at schools we visited. And then we read through them all. And then the Star Banner published an article last year, and they did name the supporters, which were the state of Florida, of course, helps us, and Marion Cultural Alliance gave us a grant for this project last year. And then the last piece here in color is the study guide that the teachers get. So they get this in advance of our visit, and it gives them pre- and post-show activities that they can do that's appropriate for the age level. So one of the things that I found really exciting, because we've been talking to Shannon a lot about this, the new tour, and we just got the script last week for the new tour. There'll be 7 monologues in it, or little vignettes in it, and 5 of the 7 are based on letters that were written by students in the schools we visited last year with Dear Mrs. Patterson. So they talked about being bullied on the bus or incidents that they had because they were homeless and or didn't have enough money. She, in some cases, the letter wasn't very long, and she found another student, and she's in upstate New York, where she could kind of marry their stories together to fill it out. But she said 5 of the 7 are really based on letters that they wrote to her after the visit saying, you know, this is things that have happened to me. The other thing that's really cool about this particular, and I really hope that the grant is not requesting this, but I hope that I end up with enough money that I can bring her in, because she's available to come the last week of the tour, which is the week right before Thanksgiving. And she would then do an in-school writing workshop at a school we'd already visited. So students would then work with her, and she would help them develop their own stories. Mm-hmm. But the, one of the things that I found so touching about this particular playwright is that she gave us permission to videotape the first two, and we sent her a copy of the DVD so she could see what we had done. And she got those students together to see the videotape. And, you know, they were so moved that their story could help other kids someplace else. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm going to cry. it's really, and the other thing, you guys, she told us this when we were interviewing on the phone yesterday. I feel like I'm going to figure out a way to do this. The reason she can't come until the last week in, near the last week in November, is that she's been commissioned to do a play called, that she's doing interviews again, same format, called The Soup Kitchen Stories. So she's all these people who are staying at shelters and at the soup kitchen. So I want to do that. I told her to send me that play too, that it'd be great to do something like that for Interfaith or Brothers mm-hmm. Keeper or something. On the budget here, what I've listed as guest director of the set construction, the set is very simple because we have to tour to all the schools. Stages in some of the schools are very small. Also has to fit in the van. As you note, I did say that we do pay the actors, so that's the largest expense. We pay them $300 a week, and it's 4 actors and a stage manager. And then we do background checks, of course, on all of them, and the study guide, and then running copies of the study guide. We do email that to them, but what we have found is that so many of the schools don't have enough money for paper. So they try to pass it around or read it online. So we've made the commitment to print them all, and that way they don't have to make that choice. Mm-hmm. And then we find, because on the study guide, on the evaluation forms, one of the questions is, did you get the study guide, and what did you find most useful? And there's a lot of them were coming back, we didn't get the study guide, or we shared it. So we decided that, you know, we would go ahead and make all the copies so that they didn't have to do that. And then the royalties are the money that we pay the playwright directly, and it's per performance. So it's about $30 or $35 a performance. Excuse me.
So how do the schools, do you only have a certain number of slots you can do, and then whatever schools contact you first get them, or?
We're prepared to pretty much take anybody that wants us.
Okay.
So what we've lined up, and now that we've gotten several years' experience, this will be our 8th time going mm-hmm. out, what we send first to the schools is an email saying, this is what we're offering this year, and it's two parts. It's this is what we're bringing, and this is what we need from you. Like, we need electric, or we need a light, and we need a stage area. We need the room. We need to have access to the room 20 minutes beforehand. So we give them a whole little very short and sweet, you know, this is what we're bringing and this is what we need for you to be able to do it, and tell them that it's free. And the front of the study guide is where we'll, besides the hopefully article in the newspaper, again, the front of the study guide is where we recognize the sponsors. So that goes to the teachers. And
who do you
then they call
like when
in.
When you email school, who do you
In most
contact?
Cases, it's the assistant principal.
Okay.
And that Miriam Mosen's AP, it's the AP. Yeah, and then if it's not them in the school, they will send it then to whoever in their school coordinates it. And then it gives them instructions that they contact, that's my phone, sorry, then they contact us and say what date. And normally the way that it works in middle, this will be our first time going to middle schools, but the way it works in elementary schools is that we end up either being the very first thing at the beginning of the day or the very last thing, because they're using their cafeteria.
Right.
So in the middle of the day, there's very few schools that can actually have us come in. So what we tend to do is we can do 2 a day. And we can do multiple performances at one school if their population is so big that it requires that. And in that case, then we just take a little 15-minute break and give them enough time to get the first group out and the next group in. Mm-hmm. So when they call and book it, they will say, you know, that we need two performances back-to-back and we want to do it this way. And then we're keeping a master calendar at the theater so that we don't overbook ourselves.
Right.
With this, we can only be, there's just the one group. With the literacy program, it can be delivered by one individual, so we can be at multiple schools at the same time by having multiple people trained to do it. But with this, there is a package that goes, the play, the set, the sound equipment, you know, stuff like that. And then we usually just, we don't usually try to carry a lot of lighting.
How long is the program?
45 minutes, and it allows then a 15-minute question and answer afterwards. And we do try to encourage the schools to have the guidance counselor be there, because especially this last year, Bully Monologues it was, but dear Mrs. Patterson, you had kids coming up that were telling you things that you needed to make sure that somebody in charge could come and deal with it. Matter of fact, the playwright was great to let us add some music, because it's really emotional for that length of time, and so we needed to break it up with some music. And she was great about, we told her what songs. We didn't do original material. We did some published pieces, but she gave us permission to include three songs. It kind of gives you a minute to break. But the kids really related to it well. And we felt like this year the material is sophisticated enough that the middle schools would appreciate it too. Probably high schools wouldn't respond to it in the same way, but middle and elementary does. So this is 3rd through 8, really.
Okay.
And the schools, actually the two schools we've already heard from are both middle schools, and we have never been there before. Howard,
well, I want our school to be on the list, so I want to make sure I don't find out
who,
N.H. Jones, and I didn't see that we weren't on the list.
Yeah, you know, every year for both of those, there's like two schools, and it's never the same schools, but it's like two schools. We're trying to go for, this year we'll have 31. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of y'all deal with the schools a lot, but we have 31 elementary schools in Marion County.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And we've gotten the literacy tour up to
28. Yeah. So we had 30 last year, and when we visited 28 of the schools. But we got it up to 21 this year. The Bully Monologues, we got to 17 or 18. But it was so well received that those guys all signed up, and then we got up to 21. But part of them is it's just logistics that they're. I don't know how a kid can eat lunch at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But there's some schools that you know, they have so many children in one school. N.H. Jones we come to sometimes, and sometimes we don't. But we send it to every AP, and then if they
contact our AP and say, "You need to get on this."
Great.
Kind of thing. Or, and if she just doesn't want to, then maybe
not,
I can...
Yeah, they're not on the list here.
No.
And it's interesting, Madison Street doesn't often have us come.
I noticed that either.
Well, but they feel like they have, I mean, I've talked to their principal, they feel like they have enough arts activities going already that this isn't something...
I want to make a motion.
Oh, sorry. you want me to leave so you can tell? Anyone have any questions?
Do you
want to
leave?
I don't.
Something tells me this isn't going to take long.
Okay, but I didn't know if anybody had any questions about the process or how the money gets used.
You've done a great job.
Thanks.
I move we accept the grant.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, a second.
Is there any discussion or anything before we vote? Okay, all in favor?
I want to discuss with my favorite.
All I know is I've seen them and they're fabulous, and the kids, it's amazing.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right. Abstain.
The motion passed.
Do you realize at this meeting we have funded the oldest part of the community?
Yeah.
And the youngest part.
Hey, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's good. The regular business meeting, we've already talked about our grant balance. I just want to tell you a little bit, just real quick, about the Ocala Outdoor Sculpture Competition. I was going to share pictures, but I can't because we have multiple jury members here. You can't see them. But at the next meeting, I will bring images of what's actually coming. We have 92 entries from all over the country, including, well, beyond our country. It was open to artists working in North America, and so we have... as far as Canada. And they're impressive, and I'm excited. We're seeking sponsorships, so if you have any suggestions, email me. We've got our presenting sponsor. We've got quite a few sculpture sponsorships, but we need 10 total, and we haven't quite even hit the halfway point on that yet. Mm. So still working hard on that, and
well, I'm going to bring up tomorrow. What I talked to you about.
Sure.
And that, and you did, but I just feel like OMAC should sponsor one of the sculptures. It's for the entire community for a whole year. What better use of public license plate money than something that is out in our community for a year with all those activities? Mm-hmm. But so I said, write a grant. Is there some reason we can't fund a city project?
No, you can fund it. You can do a sponsorship.
How much is it?
It's $1,500. It's an entire year of naming.
I thought that it was that you could pay $750 now and $750 in January.
You can. We can. Yes, we can split it.
To, we're trying to get some co-op groups together, like everybody putting in, and it'd be like friends of so and so are doing one. So you had told us we could do that.
Yes, and we can split it, but it would be half now and half January 1st.
In that big community event, every sponsor gets a tent, and you can, and you know, and we can market the license plate program, mm-hmm. and advertise what we funded, and, you know, I mean, there's some residual positives for what we do, too, I think. I just feel couldn't like we, there's not a better community project than this right now.
Couldn't we fund it maybe partly from grant and partly maybe from the board? Each of us chip in 75 or, you know, and 100 and do the other half?
I can't. I'm already in two other co-ops.
Yeah, I'm in the Mary. I'm in Mary.
We've got $3,000 in the budget. I don't see why that would be that big of an issue. What would be the procedure of moving forward with something like
you
that?
You would just need to vote on the sponsorship, and then you might want to clarify if we're going
to
split it.
Do a grant?
No, you don't have to do a grant.
Sarah, but wait a minute. Yeah, since we have, I want to do it, but I'm just saying, how do you do it? Because we just spent $2,000, which brings us down to $3,038. If we spend all the $1,500, then we only have, you know, $1,500.
We don't have any other grants.
But we don't know that at this point. I mean, things could come
We've
up
never
before
really,
the coffer.
You
so
never
could
do.
We do $750 now and then $750 in January?
You can, and we'll just, I'll note the Excel sheet that we don't have that to, that 750 is kind of reserved, you know, so we don't get below that amount to give out. But we're going to get that revenue, though.
We're going
to
get it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What's
it comes,
the average that we receive a month?
It seems to fluctuate a little bit. The summer was really slow, to be honest. It wasn't as quick. There's been some months where it's been about $1,000, and then there's other months where it's a couple hundred. So it just does really fluctuate, but we seem to be regularly awarding grants around the $1,000 mark to, you know, we've been hovering around this $5,000 figure all year, and we've been awarding more grants that of a larger amount. So I feel like we're very safe in doing that. And one thing that I will say, when we talked about this about 6 months ago, that it would be good to give this money out so that when the economy turns around and the city's budget is better, you know, they used to fund this at a greater level. They would match some funding. And if we're not giving the money out and if we're sitting on it, we don't have an argument.
And we don't have any. I mean, there'll be other grants, but that's still $1,500 with more money coming in. And I'm going to say the other thing, and that is, I just think we do this. Melissa has worked so hard.
It's a huge problem. I think I
just
thought about it this morning when I knew I was coming to this.
I just feel like
to
sit on
$3,000
when we can.
Does someone like to make a motion?
I've already done two.
I second.
I'll make a motion.
I second.
All right, so the motion, what you want to rephrase the motion?
That we sponsor staff now.
That we
do you want to do half
that we sponsor one of the sculptures?
Just do at $1,500.
I think we should just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, you're
our balance should be hover around zero most of the time. You know.
And if we give away our money, we won't have to meet as much.
There's logic.
Point taken.
That's good.
All right.
And did you seconded?
Yes. Hey, how many more do you got?
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion passes.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right.
So we're good.
We have a motion to adjourn. Good.
I would just like to, since I have some of y'all here that can go back to your groups and we can get the word out on this. On September 12th, which is a Thursday, at 6, are we saying it's 6 or 6:30? I think 6 is fine because people can get off work and be there on time, and if you get there at 6:30, it's fine. But I am asking everybody to go out and tell people this is a very important meeting that we are having at the Brick City Center for the Arts at 6:30 on Thursday the 12th. And I need to have as many local artists as I can get there. I need to have our art groups that work, that we all work together, you know, FAFO and the theater and the symphony and the schools, and I'm getting public ed is already invited. I mean, there's a lot of everybody who's been working together on different projects. I really don't want to go into all the issues right now, but there's a very, very significant issue for all of us that's on the table, and I need to get everybody together and have a conversation. And so that's the day we're going to do it, and I really would like to have everybody there.
This is from MCA?
It's at the Brick.
Could you repeat the time? Sorry.
6 o'clock at the Brick on September 12th. It's a Thursday evening.
Maybe you can.
And anybody that you all can, you know, pass the word on to, Linda, it would really help me.
Aren't you speaking? Do you want artists? Who do you want?
Yes, I want. Don't have to be members. I want everybody who's involved in the arts in Marion County. That as many people as we can get.
That's a small building.
Well, you know, it will. We'll stack you up.
Good problem to have.
Are you on the schedule to present at the next OAG meeting on September the 11th? Mm-hmm. Do you need to be?
Yeah, unless I can get your artists to be at the meeting. But if they don't want to come to that meeting, I can go to your meeting. But it would be nice.
Well,
have all the discussion, you know, there.
Okay. You could just plug it. I've done that a couple times with different
that's
projects that I have.
And we'll be sending. I'll be sending out some things through MCA next week to start really pushing it out. But you know, I'm telling y'all, it's really important that we get everybody there and we have a conversation together.
Are you wearing armor?
Will I be wearing armor?
Or should we be?
Do I need to be?
Do we need to
be? I would hope by this time in my life here that I don't need to be wearing armor.
Should we be wearing armor?
I'll just serve wine.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we'll all be fine.
And then.
No, we will have wine and we will have refreshments and wine and everything. But it's important, y'all. And it affects us all. It affects all of us. And everybody needs to be a part of this. Okay.
Do you want to remind everybody about saluting the arts?
Oh, yeah. And I would love... Oh, and that's the other thing. Sorry, there's too many things. Saluting the arts, which the invitations are going out this week. I think they just got back from the printers. And it is September 18th. It is a breakfast this year. It's really cool. We're doing, it's a jazzy breakfast, and but the whole thing, remember, back to the idea, you didn't put it on the agenda, Melissa, so I can't talk about it, because I'm supposed to talk about it, but the, you know, that whole back to the basics, the whole thing we talked about at the schools and the art repository and that whole issue that we've, you know, we're really promoting that there, and we have several of the local schools are there with their kids. That group that's doing Operation Art Reboot at Bellevue Middle is going to be there speaking. Howard Middle School Choir, Westport Kids, Jazz, but you know, and there's all kinds of Bellevue, everybody, and it's all about art in the schools. And the Public Ed Foundation is being able to do a thing about that Back to the Basics program there. And also the jazz is being given away there. So whoever hasn't, you know, rumor has it that the symphony would really like jazz. So you need to get as many tickets as you can in there. And jazz is being given away. We also have a really cool item for raffle that is a VIP tickets and two nights at in the VIP whole situation for the Clearwater Jazz Festival. Oh, we've got just some really cool, fun, really unique stuff is being offered there. So it's going to be a great morning. It's going to go real quick. It'll be over by 9. We'll give away all the money too, and I encourage y'all to be there as well if you can. And you can get tables, you can do sponsorships still, and you can tickets are $20 a seat for members and $25 for non-members. So,
would you like to do a presentation? I'm not sure really where we are with the Back to Basics program if it's flushed out. Because I know that we were talking about some, you know, sidebar meetings to work on that. But would you like that to be on the agenda for next month? I didn't put it on because I didn't think there was a present. For October.
Well, you were working on the area space for city space for repository. I don't know where that stands yet. I've met with public ed, there have been some meetings, but I don't know that we're totally there yet.
Okay, I'm going to make a note to tentatively have it on October 2nd.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Miriam and I were talking. She wanted to know more about the idea of an art repository, supply repository.
Well, Miriam, what we had discussed last time, that one here. Which meeting was it?
There was a discussion here, I think, at the June meeting.
And then I went back to the MCA board meeting, but it just so happened that day there were a whole lot. College was there, and PAFA was there, and several other presenters were there, and everybody got into the conversation of...
that was that trip we took.
And the trip we took and everything else. That we got into the conversation that if we did an art repository, and I will tell you this, that when I went to public ed and we talked about, because they have the... What's it called?
Tools for teachers.
And they said, no, do not include the art things in that at all, which should be separate because the items that we would get for, what we're talking about is soliciting through all of our art groups. And the college said they would as well. You know, when you have students, really high level art students or artists, who are using stuff, they'll tend to not use it, reuse it again all the time, but it's really nice stuff for the kids, and that it would be in a separate repository that only the, that the kids that are doing specialty art things in the school, like for instance, the Operation Art Reboot at Bellevue, they would have access to it. Teachers that aren't really art teachers, but who are supporting art programs, kids coming in early and late, that kind of thing, to do art in the schools that don't have art, that they would have access to it, that art teachers would have access to it, and that they, and there would be a way that we would do that.
Miriam,
all of us.
Can I interrupt? Would you like to meet with Lori and I?
Yeah.
I do need to secure a location within the city, and I think
sure.
I can do that, and then maybe we could flush this out and then come
because
back to the board in October.
Because all of our groups were really willing to work together on it and really do something
but
about
it. But I think we need at least a preliminary outline of our objective and and then we'd have a presentation for October.
Mm-hmm.
I could meet around mid-September if that might work.
Yeah. My only question would be, have you, as far as supplies needed and all that, are we getting them
the thing is we want to
actually talk to the individual teachers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you could help us tremendously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's an absolute phenomenal idea, but if we're not getting...
Mm-hmm. And that was a concern
that
was brought up in the June meeting.
And I actually mentioned it. Actually, Judy said she told me, we talked about you being involved with it, and that she said she could help too with putting words out to individuals and finding out exactly what they need. Because some people, right at this moment, just need like paper.
Yeah.
They don't need fancy paintbrushes. They just need some paper,
and
or they need pencils.
We can do a survey too.
Yeah.
Have you guys gotten as far as figuring out a way to inventory what comes in so that it could be possibly online so teachers could look at it and see what's available
and
that sort of thing?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, that's a great
Would
idea.
Would you like
to
meet with us, too?
You want to come to our meeting?
You want to come to our meeting, Kent? You definitely seem interested, and we could use...
Perhaps.
It sounds like we've got a committee, so
yeah.
I'm going to work on... I'll email out to the... and get us all set up with a date somewhere around mid-September for us to meet
after
separately.
After
Saluting,
please.
Oh, gotcha. After
September
18th. Okay, and we'll put this on the agenda for October. OMAC. Do we want to do a...
Adjourn it? Okay, can we get a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
A second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you. We meet again October 2nd.
I've never heard a literacy on that. This program is 30 minutes long that we've worked through. Marion says
this could really use your systems with that.
I'm wondering if there's like an internal inventory system where you can get like little barcode stickers and have like a way to scan it quickly, get it into the computer so people aren't sitting and doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? So you can grab a sticker, put it on like a box of paper or whatever. Scan it, say it's there. I don't know.
I can ask
you. You don't need me tomorrow.
No, we're good.
We've got time. We ended up
with some more other good
things. I'm glad it worked out with you.
Well, I will get with our assistant principal and make sure she keeps her eye out.
Yeah, we'll go to as many schools as we can possibly schedule. Oh, if anybody has a place that they can put up a Les Mis little poster, I'd love to.
I don't have. I don't know where I'd put it.
Okay.
But I don't want to waste it.
All right.
But we think about it.
I need to have some signage done.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop by sometime and just see what.
What you can do.
You don't have a public space.
We can put it on the front door, but it's not gonna do much good. UPS guy will see.